Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, live from the site of the 2015 Gun Rights Policy Conference, the Sheraton Crescent Hotel in Phoenix, Arizona. Beautiful, beautiful area. If you've never been, why? You need to come out here. Don't wait for a GRPC to get here. Just come out here and be a free man or woman. Bring your firearm and carry it with you, openly or concealed. You do not need a permit to do so. Stepping foot inside the borders of this free state is your permit. The Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is your carry permit here in this beautiful state. I will be back here again in about 10 days for the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting in Tucson, flying into Phoenix, heading down to do a couple of the daytime shows from Tombstone, Arizona. Boy, talk about a great place and a really neat place to be. So come on out and have some fun in this free state. Bring your gun with you and live like a free American. And you know, maybe it makes you feel better. Take some pictures and send them home to all the people who hate guns, that love you but hate your guns. And teach them all a lesson. Say, this is what it's like to live like a free American. This hour of the program, sitting to my left is Dave Workman. You know him as Gun Rights Examiner. His resume is so long, if I spend too much time giving you his resume, we'll lose the hour together. So what I want to do is say, Dave, welcome to the program, and thanks for everything you do here at this conference.
Always a pleasure, Mark, and it's been a fun weekend. I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, because at this hour of the evening, Mark does need adult supervision, and it's been quite a weekend for him. He's been a very busy boy. We had a full day and a half of incredible panels. We talked to a lot of people this weekend. We heard a lot of people talk about all things gun rights related, and some knife rights related stuff that we talked about, and that you mentioned in the last hour. We're going to go through, Mark and I talked about this earlier, we're going to go through some of the people who you missed that you really should start paying attention to. Right at the top of the list, a guy that I served with on the National Rifle Association's board of directors for a few years. He's a judge now. He was a state senator, if I recall correctly, Phil Journey. He understands the law. He's been a leader in the gun rights movement in Kansas for many, many years. And he's a guy that I know that a lot of you may have heard of, a lot of you may not have heard of, but he's a brilliant guy. Understands firearms laws back and forth. He's the kind of guy that you really do want in your corner. Another guy that was here today and made a presentation, Jim Irvine, president of the Buckeye Firearms Association and Foundation, and a director of a program called Faster Saves Lives. This guy told a story about how he had done an outreach effort to a local school district to try to come up with a program to save kids by teaching teachers how to use firearms. It was a bit of a tough go. They figured they were going to get maybe 25 people, and they got more than 1,000 people to apply for this program. That shows you that the interest is there. This is to save kids. This is to protect kids. And, you know, the other side of the gun battle is always talking about, well, it's for the children. Well, this one is for the children. This one does save lives, and if it saves just one life, as the other side likes to say, it's going to be worth it.
Well, stop right there for a second. Yeah. These two guys warrant a little bit further discussion. Jim Irvine has been a guest on this program in both of its forms, in both its daytime program. In fact, he was one of the first guests on the daytime show from the, he was the first remote broadcast guest on the daytime show from the National Rifle Association in Nashville earlier this year in April. And Jim and I have done radio together for about 8 years, and it's always wonderful to see him. Want to go to him for just a moment because I want to talk a little bit about Buckeye and what they're doing. But I'll go back to Phil Journey for just a minute. This is a name, Dave, that a lot of gun rights supporters don't know.
Yeah.
And that's what's so beautiful about the Gun Rights Policy Conference. When we say we meet new people, you know, Alan Corwin in the first hour of the show said, I learn new things. And you think, well, Alan Corwin, author of 14 books, gunlaws.com, he's been a staple at these events for years, learns new things from people he's never met before.
I learn new things when I come to these conferences, and I've been around this for years.
How many years have you attended this conference?
Oh, gosh. Running steady since I came to work for the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, this would be my 15th straight. And before that, I'd attended, I don't know, two or three, and I was a speaker at all of those. This has been a real learning experience for me because I do get to rub elbows with the people who are on the ground floor of the grassroots movement in the United States. And we're not talking about, you know, famous people. Alan Gottlieb and I are dear friends, at least I think we are, and I hope he thinks the same way. He's a brilliant guy. Wayne LaPierre and I, Wayne's a good friend of mine too, and I, when I was on the NRA board of directors, and even before that, I really appreciated knowing Wayne because he's a bright guy and he understands what's going on. But at one of these conferences, you get the opportunity to meet the people who are boots on the ground type folks.
Right, exactly.
And that's what grassroots is really all about, and that's what this conference is all about.
Yeah, let's go to Phil for just a second. We have a couple minutes to do so. Phil Journey, you mentioned, is a judge now in Kansas.
Right.
Great gun state in Kansas.
Yeah.
Love talking about Kansas. Wichita, Kansas is listening to us right now. And I have to tell you, Wichita, when you and if you don't know who Phil Journey is, look him up. Judge of the 18th Judicial District Court in Wichita, elected November 2008 and 2012 to four-year terms. Mr. Journey graduated, the Honorable Phil Journey, graduated from Washburn University with a degree in business and then from law school at Oklahoma City University. In 2003, he was appointed to fill an unexpired term in the Kansas Senate and was elected in 2004. While in the Kansas Senate, he was the author or strategist for full preemption, including voiding all zoning regulations, right to carry overriding the governor's veto twice, legalization of Class 3 firearms and destructive devices, and a constitutional amendment on the Kansas ballot in 2010, in November of 2010. Second Amendment Foundation Legislator of the Year 2008-2012, Kansas State Rifle Association Second Amendment Defender, Endowment Member, National Rifle Association Board of Directors, Member 1995-98, 93 NRA ILA Activist of the Year, Member of the Kansas State Rifle Association Board of Directors, 92 to 2004, President of the Kansas State Rifle Association, 2003, currently Director at Large, KSRA, the Kansas State Rifle Association, President, Kansas Second Amendment Society, a Political Action Committee, 1995 to 2008, Life Member, Kansas State Rifle Association, Member, Air Capital Gun Club, Chisholm Trail Antique Gun Association. This guy, Kansas, you're enjoying the gun laws that you have today in large measure because of this man.
Yeah, he is a worker bee on steroids.
That's what you see here, and that's why this hour you and I are looking forward to highlighting some of these people who don't tend to get a lot of national attention. And, you know, they don't seek it. They're asked to come here. They don't ask to speak. They're invited to speak, and they come here on their own dime, and they come here to make a difference. But that's how humble some of these people are who make such a difference.
Well, I'll tell you what I think about it, and it's the same thing I think about some politicians. They don't want to be something. They want to do something. They want to accomplish something. And even Alan Gottlieb has told me several times when he's been involved in some kind of a political activity, you know, some kind of a fight. He says, hey, you know, I don't care who really gets the credit. I just want to win. Mm-hmm. And when you talk to some of these guys, as I have over the years, I've got to know them. I consider all of them friends of mine. They're not in this for the glory. They're in this for the accomplishment. They want to make sure that they pass this on to the next generation. Hey, I'm an old guy, but I've got sons. And you know, this is to protect the Second Amendment for generations to come. If I was doing this just for me, you know, I'd be wasting my time.
KQAM listeners in Kansas, in Wichita, Kansas, you know, if you have an opportunity to write this man an email, if you have an opportunity to bump into him or meet him at a KSRA meeting, I know many of you are probably KSRA members, but for crying out loud, man, give the man a shout out and remember that why you have the gun laws you have is dependent on people like this, people in large part you may not have ever even heard of. This man took center stage up here and let everybody at this conference know who he was, and he did it for one reason, to advance the cause of your rights. Armed American Radio's, Armed American, I was about to say Daily Defense, Armed American Radio continues from the GRPC right here in Phoenix right after this.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide. defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I have to tell you this because it just dawned on me as I sit here at the table just outside the conference room where the Gun Rights Policy Conference wrapped up. Now, keep in mind, in Phoenix, Arizona, right now it is 7:21. I like the showtime here out west from 5 to 8 p.m. is wonderful versus the 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. So it's fun. We still, and I've been out here all week, so I'm acclimated to the time. But it dawned on me just moments ago that you and I are the last two men standing. What do you say that? Is this ultima hombre?
Last
man standing?
I'm going to have to take care of you before the evening's over because I want to win the titles.
Well, here you are listening and here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios to the two remaining last man standing at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, bringing you this broadcast. And thank you for being here.
Well, it's my pleasure, Mark. It was a marvelous conference.
It was.
And I don't know if we set a record in attendance, but I can tell you this. It was the biggest Saturday morning crowd that I can recall seeing. The reception Friday night was very well attended, standing room only, literally. We got to hear more than 60 speakers, I think 15 or 20 panels that we had, presentations by John Lott, Alan Gura. We had a presidential cabin, and of course, surrounded, as you said earlier in the program, by quite a few armed citizens. It was the safest room in the whole country for that guy.
It was. And he, you know, I hosted that luncheon or emceed that luncheon, had an opportunity to meet with him privately right here at the table that we're currently sitting at and have some discussion with him. And it was a great conversation. Decided the proper way to introduce him quickly because he had to catch a flight out.
Yep,
so we
right.
went to him. And that's great. These guys are very busy people. To stand up on that podium and watch him talk, have the opportunity to shake his paw, looking out, and with my own eyes, seeing 50, 60, 70, 80 handguns, no security.
Yeah.
The media in New York City would be falling, just they wouldn't know what to do. This would be lead story on the New York Day in the New York Times or the Post or anywhere else for that matter.
Well, I tell you, Jim Gilmore now serves on the NRA Board of Directors. I served three terms on the NRA Board. I'm very proud of that, and I'm not going to apologize to anybody for that. If that offends somebody out there, well, too bad. He came here, and frankly, you're wrong, Mark. He had plenty of security in that room.
He absolutely did. Let me say, he had no paid security on his payroll. And he knew that when he was here. I did have the opportunity to talk with him. And I will take this opportunity to tell you that that candidate Gilmore, the Honorable Jim Gilmore, former governor of Virginia and former chairman of the Republican National Committee, will be on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and this program very, very soon. Follow me at Twitter at AARMark or check out my Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You have Twitter, you know you do, or you have Facebook, you know you do. It's okay, you can admit it, we all do. And check it out for the latest updates, and I'll let you know when the Honorable Jim Gilmore, former Virginia governor, will be on the program. He has a lot to say about our Second Amendment rights, and he did an exceptional job here.
I think so, too.
Win or lose, he did an exceptional job here, and this is a message that you need to hear. So, hey, let's move on to some of the individuals. I want to touch briefly with Jim Irvine. I don't want to spend too much time with Jim. He's known, well known to listeners on this program over the years, but he's doing some things at Buckeye Firearms that, number one, have never been done in the state of Ohio before, and in many cases never been done across the country before.
Yeah, I've never heard of this before.
Very quickly, go into that one more time.
Well, this is called Faster Saves Lives, and in his own words, pretty much, you know, working with active killer experts, he has educated school officials about active killer events. We're talking about active shooters in a public school. And he has facilitated and taught these classes. Some of the things they talk about in these classes, mindset, shooting fundamentals, force on force, and trauma care afterwards. You know, when you're talking about a shooting, people are going to get shot. That's the downside to this. But you want to be able to administer as good first aid as you possibly can, because aid may be several minutes away. These things happen so fast, and they are done pretty much so fast, that if you've got somebody who is trained on scene, not only to be a first responder, but also to be a first aid person to administer first aid, this is important. Years ago, when I was working at Fishing and Hunting News, we had some temporary guy. He drug overdosed. Who did they call? I was sitting at my desk trying to knock out a news story for one of the publications I was the editor of. I ran down two flights of stairs, found this guy on the floor. He was breathing his last. I started administering some CPR to the guy until the aid car showed up. And frankly, he did OD. He admitted it. He went somewhere else looking for a job, but I think that we were fast enough to get that guy on the ground and to make sure that he was at least still there when the aid car guy shows up. That's really important. A gunshot wound is nothing to mess around with. And for Jim Irvine to come up with a program like this is, I believe, something that if this catches hold, which it appears to be doing, they're going to remember Jim for a long, long time.
Agreed.
For what he's done. Not for who he is, but for what he's done for his community.
For what he's done for his community and what he may do for your community. This is what comes out of the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
Yeah.
This is the 30-minute standalone talk that Jim focused on. He doesn't have any teleprompters, Mr. President.
That's right.
This is in him. It's part of his DNA. Speaking of gunshot wounds, doctors. We have an organization called Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. John Adine, Dr. John Adine, is a close friend of mine. I've known John for a while. I met John when he showed up at a Gander Mountain event when he came out to get me to sign one of my books, and he showed up wearing a T-shirt that said, "Never leave your cave without your club," and my name on the bottom. And I got the biggest kick out of that. And here he is, a pediatric orthopedic surgeon, and in private practice in San Antonio, Texas. I'm going to read his bio quickly. For the past 18 years, he attended his first GRPC in 2013 and participated with Masad Ayoub and Chris Bird in a gun-free zone panel in 2014. He is the membership director of Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, DRGO, you may know it as. He wrote A Tale of Two Shootings and The Unthinkable, an active shooter in a hospital. Both can be found at drgo.us. He also has guest appeared as guest hosted on the Polite Society podcast. Dr. Adine is an NRA-certified basic pistol instructor, a MAG 40 graduate, Masad Ayoub's class, of course. He continues to pursue firearms training and continues to organize courses for new shooters in the medical community. And his passion is the removal of gun-free zones, especially in hospitals. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, he's a member of. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to someone who's never been on this show like John, but the founder of the organization.
That's right.
And his name is what?
Dr. Timothy Wheeler.
Probably never heard of him, but you're going to learn all about him when we come back. These are the people who make a difference. These are the people you hear from when you attend the GRPC.
WWTC Minneapolis-St. Paul. Hi, I'm Mitch Berg for Oakdale Gun Club, and I love going to Oakdale, and I want to tell you why. It's not just the numbers, although the numbers are great. They've been around for 50 years. They're the largest outdoor range in the metro area. They got short ranges, 25, 50, 100, 200-meter ranges, trap, air rifle, even archery ranges, all of them fully sheltered. It's not even just that they're such a safe range. It's family-friendly, has the best ratio of range safety officers to shooters any range in the metro. It's not even the fact that it's affordable. It's $20 for a day pass with unlimited guns on every range for the whole day. Now, what I love most of all about Oakdale is the location. It's off in the woods in Oakdale, north of I-94, and it's just a beautiful place to go. It's more like a day at the lake than a day at the range. And just to help convince you, we've got this special promotion for all you listeners. Mention the ad for a limited time. Get three range passes for the price of two. That's a $20 savings with no limit and a transferable. That's Oakdale Gun Club, north of I-94 in Lake Elma. Visit us at oakdalegunclub.org for directions and hours.
Hi, this is Terry Sandvold, CEO of Sandvold & Associates Financial Services Group and host of Money Talks here every weekend. When it comes to your financial future, are you confident about it? Call us at 952-544-2837 for a no-cost financial review to be really ready for retirement, or go to helpmeterry.com. That's helpmeterry.com.
Registered representative of and independent of Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Questar Asset Management.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-541-9468. The revolutionary O2 Pure design creates only water vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-541-9468. 1-800-541-9468. 1-800-541-9468.
Women in ministry, you know how busy life gets. Well, you know, running your ministry, impacting your community, and then, of course, your day-to-day life. At times, you don't have much time for yourself, let alone your friends. We may not be able to help you with your daily checklist, but we can certainly provide you a fun afternoon amongst friends while being treated to a free lunch, fellowship, and an encouraging message from Focus on the Family's Erin Smalley. The second annual Women in Ministry event is Thursday, November 5th, with check-in beginning at 10:30. Get signed up for this free event at am1280thepatriot.com.
My name is Nancy, and I live in Coon Rapids. The bathtub drain would not run down, and it also linked with the toilet and the bathroom sink. I'm very pleased with Benjamin Franklin Company. I always call companies and chat with the office staff, and they were very professional, polite, friendly, really respectful. He called about 15 minutes before he got here, and the tech was real nice. The thing that just was totally great, he had on a white shirt. So I'm thinking, wow, I had insisted on getting an estimate. And he said, oh, absolutely, we would not go ahead unless we had your approval. It was even lower than the estimate. I'm just very pleased with the experience. It was well worth it, and I've already referred several of my friends. Thank you, Ben Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber. If there's any delay, it's you they pay.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
I'm going to intro it and throw it over to you.
Okay.
Welcome back to the program. I think you just heard me doing some raw feed in there that I'm going to intro Dr. Timothy Wheeler and throw it over to Dave Workman. See, we actually do work. We're not just having fun. We're actually doing this as a job, as the last man standing. Sean, are you there, my man down in Dallas? How are you, Sean?
I'm doing all right.
Now there he is. You know what that means when he doesn't answer right away and he sounds off in the distance? That means he's not at the board and he's playing around on Facebook or something because the show is going so smoothly, he can do that.
Well, there you go.
Sean, right how you doing? All kidding aside.
My mic is just not close to me.
All right, John, that's great. I love when that raw feed went out. So here's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw it to you. We were talking about John Adine, a great friend of mine and an individual who's been on this program. I believe John was on the daytime show. If he's not, we need to fix that. However, we know John from his appearances at NRA and some
right.
of the things. What we might not know is that Timothy Wheeler is the director of Doctors
yeah.
for Responsible Gun Ownership, right?
Well, yeah, and Tim is an interesting guy. I've had the opportunity to meet and know him for quite a few years now. And he is a gentleman from the old school. He's a very bright guy. And he actually is director of DRGO, which is now a project of the Second Amendment Foundation. SAF absorbed DRGO here a couple, 3 years ago. It had been operating with another group. It's a nationwide group of physicians, scientists, medical students, and others who support the safe and lawful use of firearms. Tim is he's a retired surgeon living in the Los Angeles area, and he's been trained in the moral, ethical, legal, and tactical aspects of defensive firearms use by our good friend Mas Ayoub. And I've known Mas for, 30-some years. Tim has passed the tactical handgun course, Parts 1 and 2, at the Tactical Firearms Training Team. He had television appearances on Fox News Television, CBS This Morning, CBS News 60 Minutes. He's written articles that have appeared all over the place. Well, in the Washington Times and Miami Herald, for example, National Review Online. And he recently did a thing for the DRGO blog at www.drgo.us, and you guys ought to write that down out there because you want to read some of his stuff. It's very eye-opening.
I'm on the site right now, and let me read you just a few of these. KQAM listeners, Wichita, this is cool stuff. And welcome, by the way, to the Armed American Radio Network. It's a pleasure to be talking with you in Wichita and the great surrounding areas, Hutchinson, Kansas. You're tuned in as well on KQAM. What to do when your doctor asks about guns? Have you ever had the experience of going to your doctor for a particular problem with, say, headaches and been surprised by the doctor asking you about a completely unrelated subject? I have.
Didn't yeah.
When I first signed up for the new pediatrician when we originally moved to Georgia, I had a doctor ask that question. I said, see you later. Have a great day. That's none of your business.
That's right.
And I'm not going to answer that question. So based on my response, I think you can probably tell the answer to that question. That's exactly why I'm not going to do business with you. Next article, the history of public health gun control. Public health gun control. This is where the left is moving when this Obamacare, this big fear
right.
about Obamacare. They're eking into, but Barack Obama doesn't want to take away your guns, and he certainly wouldn't use the healthcare system to do it. You know, kind of like wanting to have fiduciary responsibility
yeah.
be added to the mental health records so that you can get screwed out of your gun rights. The next one is a book that he co-wrote, Timothy Wheeler, M.D., and E. John Whipler, M.D., wrote The Responsibilities, Keeping Your Family Safe, The Responsibilities of Firearms Ownership. DRGO's mission includes education of the public and other healthcare professionals, which is extremely important because DRGO is talking to the colleagues within their own community
yeah.
to help fix the broken doctors who have fallen for the left's propaganda. But this is the individual who you hear stand up at the podium and talk to the the
yeah.
GRPC.
As far as I know, Tim is the first guy who ever brought up this business about boundary violations. And that's an important term for your listeners out there to remember, because when a doctor starts talking to you about something other than your health, mm-hmm. that's a boundary violation. And I was having a chat, actually, with a doctor about this. Well, I don't know, this has been quite a while ago. And she said, well, gee whiz, you know, we want to get into this sort of thing because firearm safety in the home. And I said, hey, wait a minute. I'm looking at the wall, all your diplomas and all of this stuff. I don't see anything up there that says you're a certified firearms instructor. And she said, well, no. And I said, well, I am a certified firearms instructor. And guess what? How would you feel if I started cutting somebody open to do an appendectomy on them? How would you like that? I'd be jumping into your sandbox. You stay out of mine.
And I like that.
You know,
and,
it's just...
No, I can see the passion in you right now. And this is I get passionate about this as well. This has been a discussion that we have had many, many times on the program in many forms. It's come about really in kind of innocuous ways. It wasn't a part of the discussion originally, nor was it intended to be. And the conversation kind of wove its way there. It angers people.
It does. And I think it's justifiably so because, and in fact, I wrote a column about this the other day at examiner.com, where, as we know, John Boehner announced his resignation the other day. Well, I went back and
that topic, we'll hold that for Monday or Tuesday show.
I went back and I dug something out that John Boehner said earlier this summer about guns. He had been asked just a stupid question by somebody at one of the blog sites, I guess, some reporter, and asked him, why didn't the House do this? Why didn't the House pass this budget item for to allow the studies by the CDC? And Boehner came back to the guy and he said, hey, look, a gun is not a disease. A gun is a tool. And he went through this litany of stuff, and I quoted him in my examiner column the other day. And, you know, for all of his faults or perceived faults, Boehner nailed this guy with that, because a gun is not a disease. And I don't want to wake up any morning between now and January 20th 2017 and hear Barack Obama tell me, hey, if you like your gun, you can keep your gun.
That's a great point. I'll tell you what, I had the conversation I had with my doctor. He's been my doctor now for over a decade. Will be a decade about December, just a couple months away. The last blood test results I went in to talk with him about, he said, hey, check this out. And he showed me his new crossbreed holster, not kidding, and his permit. Because I gave him the information on the permit. He had been meaning to get it for a long time. Of course, I won't disclose who that is, but suffice to say, my doctor gets it. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of that has to do with where I live.
Yeah.
This is not going to be a conversation you're going to have more than likely in Massachusetts or Connecticut or New York. You know, not to say that's not going to happen. There aren't doctors who love their gun rights, but the political climate is
that's
far
right.
different.
My former family doctor, he is now retired, the dirty rat. I had to go find somebody else. My doctor was a great guy. He was a member of my gun club. Now, can you imagine the kind of conversations we have when I go in for a checkup? He'll say, yeah, you sound good. Hey, by the way, I'm having trouble with my .22 pistol. Can you help me out here? And it was one of those interesting relationships. The guy he's a bright guy. I think he's entering his second childhood. He's into car racing or something now. But for so many years, I was able to be very comfortable with him because he understands. And that's the big part of this. They understand, you know, that there's a line in the sand. They shouldn't cross it. Neither should we.
Well, a firearm is not a disease.
That's right.
That nailed it. And I did not know Boehner said that.
Yeah, Boehner
kudos
said
for
that.
Boehner for saying it. Good for him. He's not an all-around bad guy, but I will tell you this. I'm glad he's gone. That's a conversation for Tuesday's show because I will be in the air for Monday's Daily Defense broadcast. Maybe you and I can have that later in the week. Hey, we're getting ready to come back from a break in just a minute. We're going to continue this conversation. DRGO.us, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Ask your doctor if he's familiar with it, if he's not, direct him there, or if she's not, direct her there. These are the people you hear from at the GRPC that you hear from nowhere else. Back with more right after this. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information
information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the final segment. From here, this is the last man standing broadcast at the Gun Rights Policy Conference 2015. The next time we talk to you from this conference, we will be having this conversation together in Tampa, Florida, down at the Doubletree. And unfortunately, it will be about 3 hours later to those of us who will be attending rather than this. I love this specific time. We're going to move on with one more here before we wrap the show up.
Yeah,
we'll talk about some other issues. I would like to mention Boehner quickly. I think that's important.
Yeah.
And what it means for gun owners. Joseph Tartaro is a name that all of us in the gun rights community, the pro-rights community, know.
Yeah.
We have for many, many years. He's the president of the Second Amendment Foundation. When we hear about the SAF, we hear Alan Gottlieb.
That's
Everybody
right.
associates the great Alan Gottlieb with the Second Amendment Foundation. Who they might not know, is Joseph Tartaro. You work very closely with Joe and have for many years.
I call Joe Boss, and the reason for that is he's the executive editor of the GunMag.com, where I am the senior editor. Before that, he was the executive editor of Gun Week, where I was the senior editor, and there was a transition there. Gun Week went from a weekly newspaper to a monthly magazine. It's got a lot of readers. Joe has been around the gun rights and Second Amendment movement, it seems like forever. He's an older-looking fellow, and I swear, Joe has looked like that. I don't think he's changed in about 30 years. But
he's got...
He's an institution. I mean, let's be honest.
He is an institution.
He is an institution. If you ask him where some of the skeletons are, he'll show you where the closet is, and he may even have the key in his pocket. Mm-hmm. Joe has a brilliant history in the gun rights movement. Now, on a personal note, he is by far the best editor or one of the best editors I have ever worked with. He is meticulous. He likes to check facts. He does so many good things, and he's a great writer, too. To be a good editor, I think you got to be a good writer. And he's a good reader, too, because there are occasions when he'll call up and say, what are you talking about? What do you mean here? Did you lose a word or something? And you know, I've been in the business for 40 years. I'm a journalist. But now and then it's good to be reminded, hey, you know, Workman, you can do stupid things, too. And
Joe will definitely be the one.
Joe will catch you.
He'll catch you, and he'll do it in a way with a lot of charisma, and he won't knock your socks off. I had the opportunity to have breakfast with Joe this morning and, you know, briefly to talk about some issues alone with Joe, and he's the real deal. Joe Tartaro is the real deal.
He
lives it, breathes it. It's mm-hmm. in his DNA. It's part of who he is.
That's right.
And he's not trying to be anything other than who and what he is.
He wrote a book called Revolt at Cincinnati, which was about the great landmark NRA meeting back in, I think it was 1977. And he wrote something else, too, that I think should be required reading of every gun rights activist. It's The Great Assault Weapon Hoax. I'm not even sure if that's still in print, but it was published by the University of Dayton Law Review in December 1994. And he really pulled no punches in that book. It's not a big book, but it's a book that, once you read the first page, it grabs you. You go right through the end of this thing.
And this was at the time, too, that this piece was published in the Dayton Law Review, that we were going through the Clinton fiasco, the initiation of assault weapons ban back, during that time period. He nailed it, and in large part is part of the reason, I think, for the failure of the whole thing. But Joe knew then, just like today, we can say 10 years from now, Joe knew then about what's happening today. And, more important than anything else he's done, he's a veteran of the U.S. Army during the Korean War and was editor of the Pacific Stars and Stripes. That's Joe Tartaro. But these are the people, again, I go back to this, the people who you don't know. These are the names that you don't see all the time, that when you come to the Gun Rights Policy Conference in 2016 in Tampa, in my hometown, and visit with me at the DoubleTree, a place I know very well, right next to Tampa Airport, there are no excuses. I will hammer you for a year to be there. These are the people. You won't just hear them.
You get to meet them.
You'll meet them. You'll have dinner with them.
You get to
shake
hands.
Joe will walk
up.
You can sit down with him and pick his brain. He's here for you. That's what these people are here for. So from the GRPC, I have to say, what an incredible event. We'll wrap up the conversation about that. The Last Man Standing. Proud.
Absolutely.
Absolutely proud to be doing it with you. Now, let's move politics. We've got just about 3 minutes, enough time to kind of get into this. A big grin went from ear to ear on my face when I saw John Boehner had resigned for a lot of different reasons. There's a story up on Drudge right now as we talk.
Yeah.
Top GOP official seeks McConnell ouster as Senate leader. This is not going to go away. McConnell should be scared. He should be afraid. What do they say? Be very afraid.
Be very afraid, yeah.
We are witnessing a sea change in American politics that has taken over 200 years to get to. This is not a 5-year-old phenomenon. This is America over many, many, many decades saying, that's it. We've had enough. We're taking this back. We're watching the Constitution work, aren't we?
Well, yeah, and I think more importantly, not only are we watching the Constitution work, we're watching people start to hold government accountable again. You know, gun owners had a really big part in giving back Congress to the Republican majority.
That's right.
And they expect something for that. Sure, there hasn't been any gun control legislation passed, but we do want to have some accountability for things like Fast and Furious. We want to see the people held responsible for those kind of things. We want some things done as gun owners. Now, you know, I'm stepping outside of my journalism job here for a second, because I'm a gun owner. And I want to see things on Capitol Hill work to take back the country in the right direction. You look at any poll, Pew poll, Gallup, Rasmussen. Rasmussen comes out with a daily poll, and the polling has consistently said that a small minority of the American voters, sometimes about 25 to 28%, think that the country's heading in the right direction. Everybody else thinks we're heading in the wrong direction. It's time to stop the bus and turn around. Mitch McConnell has been there for a long, long time.
Let me stop you there. Here's why. Part of what we're going to see when all of this shakes out. Now, this is not going to happen overnight. There's going to be some attrition involved here.
Right.
When you ask yourself the question, why was John McCain so mad that John Boehner was ousted? There's your answer right there. Lindsey Graham, still in the race.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsey Graham hasn't yet figured it out. He's a part of this. People want these people gone. Bush, people are tired of it. America does not want another Bush-Clinton matchup, and it ain't going to happen. Sorry, Jeb, it isn't going to happen. Now he's out saying we don't believe the polls. He'd believe the polls if they were opposite, I can promise you. He doesn't want to believe them now, because what Jeb Bush doesn't want to understand is what the rest of establishment political America doesn't want to understand. Things are changing, and Barack Obama needs to be afraid.
Well, you just nailed it. It's establishment political America.
Establishment political America. This is a sea change. It's taken hundreds of years to get there. Now, I may be wrong, but I'm going to stand by my prediction for now. Hey, Dave Workman, thank you.
Been a pleasure.
The last two men standing at the 2015 Gun Rights Policy Conference. We're going to close up this room.
I want to say good night to your mother.
Good night, Mom. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be handled by the great Lee Michaels from AM 1280 The Patriot up in Minnesota. Tomorrow, I will see you back on the radio on Tuesday. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. I got to tell you this, and I'll close you with this. I hope to see you at the 2016 GRPC. An amazing time was had. Thanks to the Second Amendment Foundation, the CCRKBA, and to Alan Gottlieb. I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.